Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a number of kashas on the inyan of Hakdashas Mechusrus Man, based on Tosis and Yuman Samach Dalet, elsewhere. And now we are going to continue, again based on the Torah, of Hagaon Rav El Pavarsky Shlita. In Zvachim Adaf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it says that Poisel Haya Ben Beseira Pesach Sheshachto B'Yud Dalet Shachris, that Rabbi Yochanan says that with regard to a Karban Pesach that one slaughtered on the 14th in the morning, Ben Beseira would deem it unfit, whether it was slaughtered Lishma or Shalol Lishma. Why? Normally, if you slaughter a Pesach shalol lishma l'shalol b'zmano, it's fine. But it's here, since part of the day is zmano, but it's not actually zmano because you're only allowed to shecht it in the afternoon. So it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle ben b'seira a Pesach that he shecht it on the 14th in the morning. Whether he did it lishma, it's too early, or even shalol lishma, because part of the day is roi. So Magadif bar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba ridiculed this interpretation. If so, how can you find a carbon Pesach that's kosher according to Ben Becerra? I don't get it. If its owner designated an animal now on the morning of the 14th as a carbon Pesach, so it's disqualified from the get-go. It can't be sacrificed at all, either for its sake or not for its sake. If you mafresh it now, it's dachui meikaro. And dachui meikaro is dachui. It's pushed off from the get-go. Why is it pushed off from the get-go? Because it can't be sacrificed now. It's dachui. Not for its sake, not for its sake. V'dafreshinu me'esmol. And if he's mafresh it from the previous day, so then it was Nero, it was Roy the previous day to be brought Shalol Lishma, and now it's Nitcha the next morning, and once an offering is disqualified, it can no longer be fit. So when was this Karban Pesach Mukdash according to Ben Becerra, if he passes it in the morning of the 14th? So skipping a little bit in the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Tema Meorta. You can even say that it's fit if he designated it from the previous night. Why? Because Laila in Mechusrus Man, an offering that was designated at night may be sacrificed the following day and isn't considered a Karban whose time has not yet arrived, as it was taught in the school of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Leil Shemini Nichas Dilis Aser. Although an animal is unfit for sacrifice until the eighth day, and the night before the eighth day, it already can enter the den to be tithed. So here also, he was makdishit at night, and that's not considered mechusu zman, and therefore it's not nitche. Or could the Rebbe apturki riki, the Rebbe apetoriki Rami, Ksiv, Ahaya Biyam, Vyaya Bishiva Siyam, Tachas Imo, Halai Lachazi, Ksiv Yom Shiva Halayaratza, Halai Lachazi. We have one pasuk that says that it should be 7 days with its mother, so consequently the following night, the night before the eighth day, it's fit for sacrifice. And it's written subsequently in that pasuk, Umi Yom Hashmini, Bahalayaratza, on the eighth day, it's only on the eighth day. But on Halai Lachazi, it's only good on the eighth day. It's only accepted on the eighth day, but on the night, it's not accepted, so we have a steer in the pasuk. Is it accepted at night or not? Haketzad, via zoy arbitis, how does this work? Laila likedusha v'yom la'artza. Night is roi likedusha. And the following day for a consecration, and the following day is fit for effecting acceptance, for sacrifice. So you see that the karban, that's mukdash at night, can be mukrav v'yom. At kan, we have to understand this Gemara. Where do you see from this Gemara that Laila is not considered Mechusu Zman? Sha'arei la'akrava ube'emes pasol adayin midin Mechusu Zman. Because for Hakrava, it's pasul. It's considered Mechusu Zman at night. Like Tosis writes, and Nafgamina, Leninshim Alu Yerdu. That if they went on the Mizbeach, it goes down. Because it's pasul at night. So what are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that Laila is not Mechusu Zman. And where do you prove that from? From Rav Aputriki. That at night you're Makdish, and during the day, there's Hartzah. But that doesn't mean that Laila's not Mechusu Zman. So what does Rav Papa say? Rav Papa says, Afilu ten miyorta laila in mechusu zman. And what's the raya that laila in mechusu zman? Because Rav Aptoriki says that at night you can be makdish, and by day you can be makrif. But how does that prove laila's lav mechusu zman? Laila, you can be makdish at night, but laila's still mechusu zman. Laila still considered Mechusu Zman because you can't be Makrivit. So how are we proving from here where if Papa says that Laila is not Mechusu Zman? Laila is Mechusu Zman because you can't be Makriv. You're right, you're Makdish at night and you're bringing it during the day. But that doesn't prove Laila is not Mechusu Zman. It is Mechusu Zman. What does Mechusu Zman mean? It's not yet the time to be Makriv. And Tak at night, it's not yet the time to be Makriv. As mehechan udishmami na delaila in mechusu zman, is lakrab it's beemes pasul midin mechusu zman, like Tosis writes nafkamina shimalo liyardu, for when on the mizbeach your makrovit goes down, so we can explain shemeikar adin shenemar shelaila likedusha, afilu shemechusu zman asur lakdisha, vare shudin misuyim din linin chalos hegdesh moel bezadina delaila in mechusu zman shkrein minia bekdesho avshadai nimna akravaso. So one mahalach to say is that from the Ikar Hadin that was said that you can already make it holy at night, even though Mechusu Zman, you can't be Makdish. So we see that there's a din misuyim linin chalosa hekdesh. That Laila is effective. And therefore, it's not considered Mechusu Zman. You're right, it's Mechusu Zman Lahakrava. But from the fact that at night you can be Makdishit, you see that too, in a certain way, Laila is not considered Mechusu Zman. Because if Laila was totally Mechusu Zman, then how would you allow to be Makdishit? So Rabbi Zera said that Laila, I feel the time of Shifrishu Meorta Laila in Mechusu Zman. How do you see Laila's not Mechusu Zman? You could be Makdish. So that means to a certain extent Laila isn't Mechusu Zman, because Rabbi Zera's understanding that if it was Mechusu Zman, the Hekdish wouldn't have been effective. But from the fact that the Hekdesh is effective, it must be that it's not totally Mechusu Zman, even though in a chinami, la'akrava, it's only the next day. But it's not totally Mechusu Zman, because now is already the time for Akdasha. Or we can say that Shema Mina Mehagufa Sheinu Nitcha La'akrava, Av Shebalayla Dainenu Reli Karev. Not from the fact that you could be Makdashit, from the fact that it's not Nitcha. Therefore, it must not be Mechusu Zman. If it would be Mechusu Zman, then if you were Makdish at night, it would be Nitcha, it would be disqualified, it would be pushed away. But it's not. You're right, at night you can't bring it. But from the fact that it's not nitche, it must be that it's not considered mechus uzman. So you see that laila isn't mechus uzman, either from the fact that you can be makdish it, or from the fact that you're makdish and it's not nitche. And that is taka, the second way, how the mashmos of Tosfos, the how Tosfos in Yuma Samech Daled learns it. So the fizeh, we really need to understand those of the Rishonim who hold that even Mechus Usman Cholak Dushaso, and it's Tam and Isser to be Makdish, as we saw in the previous shir. We saw from Tosis and Tzvachim Kuf Yudalid, you're not allowed to be Makdish before this man, but if you did, it's Chal. We saw in the Rambam the Hekdish is Chal. So how's that possible? How's it possible to say that it's that mechus uzman chalak dushaso, and it's an iser ba'alma lakdisho, it's tam an iser to be makdish, and b'pshuto you bring it as a carbon afterwards, even though you're makdish at Be'isr? We see from this Gemara, not like that. You see from this Gemara that the reason you're makdish at night is because it's not considered mechus uzman. That's the Gemara's teretz. It's not mechus uzman because you can be makdish at night, and therefore the akdasha is a good akdasha. You're right, it's mechus uzman lakrava, but not lakdasha. So it's not considered totally mechus uzman. It's already the time for Akadasha. So then how do you understand when it's not the time yet for Akadasha that the Hekdesh should work? The Hekdesh shouldn't work. It should be Nitcha. Because the Mashmos of the Gemara here is, from the fact that it's not Nitcha, it must be it's not Mechus Uzman. Mashma that if it would be Mechus Uzman, it would be Nitcha. So how does that get a square with the Rishonim, who say that if it's Mechusur Zman, you're Makdish when it's Mechusur Zman, it's not Nitche? Al Kopanim, we still have our Kasha from Bechor and Vlados Kachim, that you're Makrivit Bizmanam, and they're not Nitche, even though they're Mukdash before this man. Sarachi Un Gadol. The Rambam, and this is really how I got to the sugya from this Rambam, because it's Adar time, so I'm Osek in Yonei Para. Rambam in the first parak of Fuchas Para, Halacha Aleph writes, Vein lochin egla, umegad lenoise, shenemar v'yikhu elecha para. You're now allowed to take an egla, which is younger than a para, and raise this egla. Paraduma is in its third or fourth year of life. Vein lochin egli, you don't purchase a calf and raise it. It says v'ikoy lecha para v'lo egla. Lo matzu ela egla, the Rambam says, poskin ala adamim. If you only find an egla, then what do? You establish a price, and it remains in its owner's possession until it matures and becomes a cow. Adkan midivrei Rambam. The Ravid says in his Asagis, Lo men Hashem hu zeh, the Rambam has it wrong. You're now to be makdishit. You're now to be makdishit. That's the problem. And now what the Rambam says, buying it. Kesef Mishnah writes, V'imishum hoi, efshu shikho se ose egla, v'lo yikro le Hashem ad shtel separa. So if the issue was just being makdishit, then you can go ahead and buy it. And he continues, V'lishna sifri zuta, Mavur k'tivir rabbeinu, d'kazane v'ikho elecha shalo ikho egla v'yigadlua. It says you're not even allowed to buy it, so you have a sefri like the Rambam. The Ravid says the only issue is being makdish before the time, not buying it. The Rambam holds buy it. You can't even buy it before it's a when it's an egla, before it's a para. We have to understand. L'chora, if you haven't given it a name yet, you haven't been makdish it, so there's no maisa lekichas para. The Ravid says, "Lo men Hashem uzel, Hashem makdishim mechusus malam mizbech zukri achatas." This is called a chatas. So you're not allowed to be makdish this to the mizbech. So Rambam says, "You're not even allowed to buy it even before you makdish it." What's the problem of buying it? It says, "Vikhu elecha para aduma." So here they didn't take a para. That was Mechusar's man. The Pasuk isn't Bechal talking about an Egla. So what's the problem of taking it when it's Mechusar's man? Chora koshel o kora la Hashem, ein brez Hashem maise lekichas para klal. Lekoy al ze kro devi yikru, el al maise hektesh. So the only issue is making it into a para before it's right to be a para. And on that, the Ravid asked a good kashi, said, Tepukle midin mechusar zman. The issue is mechusar zman, not the buying. If you just buy it, you're not korei la'ashem. So the pasuk isn't talking about it. If you buy an agal egla and you're not korei shame, that's not a problem. You didn't do anything yet. The pasuk isn't bechal talking about that. But it says v'yikhu elecha para aduma. So what does that mean? It means that when you're korei shem, it should be a para aduma. And on that, the Ravid says, there the issue is mechusar zman. It's not because you are lokech. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to buy it, shenemar v'yikhu elecha para v'lo egla. Ravid says the problem isn't lekicha. If you're taking it when it's an egla, that's not what the pasuk is talking about. What's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is talking about you should take it when it's a para, which means when you're korei la'ashem, it should be a para. And if you're korei la'ashem when it's an egla, then it's mechusar zman. And the Ravid writes, you're now to be makdish mechusar zman. Kachein makdish and osim mechusar zman. So we have to understand pshat in the Rambam here. What's the problem of taking it when it's a an egla? Buying it, that's not a problem. Not what the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk is talking about not buying it when it's an egla. It's talking about not making it a para, not making it a para dum when it's an egla. How are we going to learn Pshat in the Rambam? So B'Pshuto, we can say B'Das HaRambam says Agon Reber Shlita based on what it says in the Chedushei Marin Rizal Levi Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, the name of his father Chaim, that Para is Kodshei Bedek Habayis Be'ikar Hekdesha V'din Chatos Sheba I think we've discussed this, Reb Chaim, in the past. That para is considered kotche berak habayis when you're makdish it, and it's din chatos is only when you do the avoda. B'shas shchita, that's when it gets its shem chatos. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that if you shechted l'shem chulin, tipade ve'ena mechaperes. If you shecht l'shem chulin, it could be redeemed, and it's not mechaper, because lo chol la shem carbon klal. If it's a carbon, you can't be poded after shechita, but here you can be poded. Why? Because it never had a shem carbon. You shechted l'shem chulin, and it only gets its shem carbon when you're shechting l'shem par l'shem chatos. According to that, ayin sham in chedush mar rizal levi. So according to that, we understand the Rambam. The Rambam holds there's no problem of being makdish it out to mechus uzman. Why? Because mechus uzman was only said by hegdish of karbonos, and not by hegdish of bedek habayis. So that would be gevaldik pshat in the Rambam. The Ravid would answer based on what it says in Zvachim 112a that parashatas sheshach techutz legita pater. If you shech the parashatas outside of the place where it's supposed to be shechted, the din is Pater, it's not considered shchutei chutz. And ayin besugya b'kuf yud gimel amid beis u'betosis dibur amaschel kan l'fi chad girsa de be'inan miyut miyuchad gabei paras chatos she'ein b'chiyuv shchutei chutz milvad kotshei bedek habayis. You need a special miyut that there's no issur of shchutei chutz by paras chatos. Besides the miut of bedek habayis is also a wisdom of shchut echutz. Lechora, before it was shechted, it's kishar kotche bedek habayis. So it's mashma, and nevertheless, the hakdasha, it's already considered a para, even though b'yisod it's kotche bedek habayis. So we can say that the ravid holds that that's enough to make an Isser of Hekdesh Mechus Ruzman. Because the Hekdesh Para is already a din Lehechshar Avodasa. And the Rambam holds, no, it doesn't yet have Torah Schatos. B'din Kedusha Sa'ad Maisa Avodos. Until you do the Avodas, it doesn't have a din Chatos. Now it's considered Kotche Bedek Habayis. So there's going to be no Isser to be Makdish. The Ravid will hold that it is Asr, and therefore the Rambam says the Asr is buying it when it's an Egla, not being Makdish it, because it's not yet a Para. Even after you're Makdish it, it's not yet a Para. It's only a Para when you Shecht it. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid will hold, no, that it's that the reason you need a special Miut for Shchut Echutz is because on a certain level, it already has a din of a paras chatas even before the shechita. And therefore, you need a miyut for shchut echutz. Av should be yisod, it's still kotshei berak habayis, but still, on a certain level, it's already a par, and therefore, there would be no hakdasha before this man. It would be asur to be makdash before this man. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So that is stage two in our journey, and there's more to say, and hopefully we will see continuing the flows mitaras Hashem. But I think in this year we saw the flows mitaras Hashem. It's not a small matter. So we should just be zeichet to continue. V'havinu l'haskil l'shmo l'ilmodu l'lamed. Amen v'amen. Hashem should give us a bracha. Thank you for listening. And please, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.